Walker. Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Abs. I'm wonderful. Thank you. And you?
Absolutely fantabulous. Thank you so very much for joining us. Sylvia, it's that time of the year where we look back from where we've come from. It's been a tough year, but now perhaps it's time to look to the future.
You know, Abs, I think so. And I wanted to end the year on a positive note because we've had so much negativity this year. You know, there's been so much, we're bombarded with it in South Africa, and especially around money issues. So I thought it was quite useful to actually try and find the positive things that we're dealing with or that we have in our lives and to talk a bit about that. So can I chat a bit about that, about some of the positive aspects I think that exist?
I hear that loud and clear. I actually thought you were going to say something after that.
Oh, sorry.
That's why I paused there.
I normally just blab on, but I thought, let me just ask.
No, sorry, Sylvia, because I'm listening. I'm like, are you asking? Are you really? Are we going on with this? Okay, fine. Okay, reset once again. Sylvia, though, we do have a limited amount of time, but I thought to myself, perhaps we go through this. Are there some positive aspects that impact our pocket?
I think so, Abs, and that's really what I wanted to touch on. For me, the interest rates that have been quite stable is a very big positive in South Africa. In fact, interest rates at the beginning of the year was about around 6.75%, now standing at 6.5%. So interest rates are rather low, and they've been, as I say, quite stable over the last few years. So some of us who might have remembered, they were very high. I mean, the highest was 23.99% in 1998. So it makes budgeting very difficult. So with stable interest rates and lower interest rates, you know, we don't run into trouble with things such as home loans and debt and that kind of thing. So I think that's a great positive. And then the other thing, of course, is inflation. The inflation rate is right down at 3.6%, which is also amazing. And that means that we actually don't have to, you know, prices are not increasing as rapidly as what they were before. So I know that obviously a lot of these things are linked to a recession. South Africa may be moving into a recession, and the doom and the gloom is around unemployment and, you know, all the negativity. But the point is, if you look at your own budget and what you're spending with a low inflation, like such as 3.6%, that's a great positive because, as I say, you're actually managing to your prices. You know, the prices are not increasing so dramatically. So I think those for me are two positives that are actually that exist. And it's a case of looking at the glass being half full as opposed to half empty, find the positives in it.
And how does then one find the positivity amongst all this negative information out there?
Yeah, and I think it's about what happens in your own life. So there's very little one can do about what happens in the bigger picture as an individual. So for me, it's looking at your own sphere of influence. What can you influence and what impacts on your own life? And you need to really shield yourself from what's going on out there. One very useful tool that you can use is to compare yourself to a year ago. So where am I financially now compared to where I was a year ago? Has my net worth increased? You know, we've spoken about that. What you own versus minus what you owe to others. Has my net worth increased? What does my financial situation look like? So focus on your own sphere of influence and don't try and be drawn in and sucked in because for the bigger picture, because there's very little you can do about that. And you know, also, I'm sorry, we're often, very often told, have more, we must have better, we must be increasing, we must be getting, you know, we must be buying, we must be spending. Most of us actually have enough at the end of the day. So it's about realizing that too and focusing on that.
Now, you say that most of us have enough, but what can one do to ensure that we actually realize that? And more to that, I mean, we're going to the festive season. What can we do to ensure that we end the year on a positive note?
You know, if you think about having, it's about living within your means. So it's really being practical and realistic. This is what I've got and this is what I can afford. And very important is we must stop comparing ourselves to other people because that's a terrible trap that we fall into is that, you know, I look at my neighbor, I look at my friend, I look at my peers and I compare myself. And then, of course, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, we've spoken about this, but, you know, motives and incentives are there to spend money. New cell phone contracts. We have to upgrade our phones. We have to have new clothes. We have to have the latest, you know, in whatever. All of that stuff is actually irrelevant at the end of the day because it doesn't make you happy in any kind of way. So simplify your life. I'm a great believer in that. You know, declutter, simplify and prioritize what's important to you. And then, you know, you can look at simple things in the new year, and we probably will start off in the new year chatting about more of these, but Maybe every day you just put away whatever 5 rand coins you have in your wallet. Or, you know, if you have a note, you may say to yourself, the smallest note that you have, well, the smallest or whatever note, if it's a 10 rand maybe then every day it will be 10 rand. But every day you put away something from your wallet into a jar to accumulate the money for towards the end of the year. So look at things that you can influence in your own life. And then, you know, going towards the festive season, you know, look at what you can spend now. So buy the school uniforms, buy the stationery. If you're getting some extra money, make sure that you pay off some debt. So see what you can do in terms of spending that money now so that you don't have those expenses in January.
Sylvia, then, it is our last Friday together. Your tips very quickly.
So I think, you know, Abs, look for the positive in everything. We've had load shedding. For me, it's been a great time in the evenings just to reconnect with family. You know, instead of sitting watching TV, you talk to people. I don't know, other people probably mention that too, but for me, that's a positive. Face your financial realities and then focus on what you can control. It's as simple as it is. Stop trying to be worrying about the bigger picture and getting sucked into the bigger picture. Focus on your world, your budget, your money, and make the changes there that will give you a better life at the end of the day.
Sylvia Walker, a Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Abs. And I want to say to all the listeners as well, a safe and peaceful and blessed festive season, and chat to you in the new year.
Thank you very much. Sylvia Walker, ladies and gentlemen, joining you every Friday around about this time to chat to you about your financial needs or giving you a financial advice. She's the Early Breakfast Show's resident financial advisor. She's a speaker, financial planner, and author of a